Now, I'd like to just make a few other additional biology points, and Julie, just put your finger up if I'm done with time. But this mouse model is very intriguing, and it may let me leapfrog to one or two final slides and remarks. This is an animal model constructed by Angela Brody, who actually was born in this area and moved to the Worcester Foundation as a young woman. She's now about 70. I hope she doesn't mind me saying that. She works at the University of Maryland, and she has this nude mouse model that has proved to be predictive of every clinical trial we've done with endocrine treatment in breast cancer. She predicted every result. In her mouse, which carries an aromatase upregulated xenograft, the control animals grow swiftly their cancers. If you treat them with letrozole, they keep down. They go along for a while and they become resistant. Now, if you follow the continuing letrozole curve, despite continuing letrozole, the tumors just grow with impunity. In fact, if you stop letrozole in the red line, they also continue to grow. So it doesn't help to stop letrozole. They just continue growing. But if you wait for a while and then put letrozole back in, it works terrifically. And if you look at the microbiology associated with this observation, and you look while the animals are on letrozole, and then while they're off, and then when they go back on, you will notice a few really interesting things. These are tumors that were ER-positive, HER2 negative to begin with in the animals. So classic sort of patient in the clinic. Treated with letrozole, guess what? Over time, when they become resistant, on letrozole, they become ER negative, HER2 positive. So imagine you biopsy a patient like this. You have a patient on adjuvant aromatase. They get metastatic disease. You biopsy the patient, and you say, whoa, look at this. The metastatic disease is ER negative. The primary tumor was ER positive. It's become HER2 positive, not HER2 negative. I'm going to give this patient chemotherapy and anti-HER2 therapy, trastuzumab or Herceptin or something like that. Well, in the animal, by waiting, with Angela waited, you can see that the HER2 gradually became overexpressed, phosphorylated MAP kinase, ER alpha disappeared. But when you stopped the treatment, these changes reversed. The tumor became ER positive, HER2 negative again, and lo and behold, they were. So this is not an amplification of HER2. It's an overexpression. The HER2 pathway is becoming overexpressed, not amplified, and.